Have you ever wondered how big your personal contribution is to the greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change? Hundreds of residents of Seattle and Edmonds are finding out by taking part in competitions to see who can reduce their emissions the most over the next 2 months. The game is called Taming Bigfoot. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Participants have formed nearly 50 teams of seven. Taking part requires each individual to keep track of their energy consumption and everything they buy and eat. It's pretty involved. And then they have to enter all of that data online. But it's also meant to be fun.
So, I mean, we kind of start with the image of Bigfoot, Sasquatch, as a sort of a stand-in for our carbon footprint. There are prizes. There's the competition.
Keith Irvin is a player and member of the organizing committee. He says the first month has been spent getting baseline data in. Now, in March and April, players are looking for ways to cut their personal carbon footprints.
You know, how can I burn less gas? Do I really need to fly somewhere? Certainly trying to consume less meat.
He says ultimately the hope is that the awareness they gain through this exercise will help not only with their personal choices, but also with their ability to influence politicians, utilities, and corporations. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.